It's Kate.
I love this town. One of my favorite things I get to do every week, your stories about living in a small town or the rural areas in between those small towns here in Mendocino County and nearby points beyond. You know, David and I had an experience this week reminding us of how glad we are we live in a small town, how badly treated one of our children's packages were in the mail or with delivery services down in the Bay Area. See, it's one of the common themes in the stories for I Love This Town. We often get stories about postal service, the personal service of our mail carriers and delivery people. Well, today we've got one from Willits. Deanna wrote about their income tax returns this year. they have to send stuff off to Sebastopol, where I guess the preparer for their business was working on the returns and a little close to the April 15th deadline had to express mail them back. Now, isn't it totally predictable that they actually arrived on April 15th? And express mail requires a signature. But their mailbox, remember this is a rural area outside of Willits, the mailbox is half a mile from the house. The mail carrier has no way of getting a signature from them. You know, you just generally get the notice in the mailbox that you're going to have to go in and sign to get the packet, right? Well, Deanna gets home, and there's a message on the answering machine from Kate, their mail carrier. Yeah, she told them about the express mail that needed the signature and left her own cell phone number so that Deanna could call her on the phone and they could make arrangements to meet somewhere along her route and get the signature, and Deanna could get the income tax returns and take care of business. Absolutely. That sounds like a small town mail carrier to me. How about you? Well, what Deanna wrote is, how many city mail carriers would bother to look up a customer's phone number, maybe even by reverse directory, to let them know about a piece of mail? Only in a small town. I love this town. Deanna, thanks for your story. We're going to send you and a guest out to eat because you sent us your story about living in a small town. There is nothing like it, huh?